It's a jack-o'-lantern, Tommy. See? He's got a face just like yours.
There's something funny going on around here.
What?
I don't know. But the grown-ups are acting pretty weird.
Hey, goofballs! Guess what? I get a Reptar bar and you don't.
You get a what?
A Reptar bar, dummy. Don't you guys eat candy or watch TV or do anything you're supposed to? Oh, I have to explain everything to you little babies.
Wow!
Reptar?
A candy bar?
That's right, you little babies. Now listen. A Reptar bar is chocolate and nuts and caramel and green stuff and it's swirled and stirred and rippled and beaten and sweetened and sweetened till you can't stop eating. The superest, the duperest, the double chocolate scooperest, the meanest, the best, it's better than the rest. Reptar bar, the candy bar supreme, the candy bar that changes your tongue green. And you don't.
How come?
Because it's Halloween.
What's Halloween?
It's what the grown-ups are all running around about so I can go trick-or-treating.
What's trick-or-treating?
I don't know, but they said I'm gonna get more Reptar bars when I go, and I get to go and you don't. So there.
Tommy, they got Reptar bars in those bowls.
Yeah!
We gotta get some. But how? Uh-oh.
What a great haunted house. I'm glad I thought of it, Drew.
I thought of it.
Aren't these grape eyeballs a little too scary for our little trick-or-treaters?
Ha! No scarier than my spaghetti worms.
Grandpa, that mask is hideous. Oh, we can't bring the babies in here. They'd have nightmares for years.
Oops. I already promised Angelica she could come.
Well, maybe she's mature enough, but let's wait a year with the others.
When I was a spud, me and my brother Sparky used to go trick-or-treating door to door. Of course, in those days, it was 15 miles to the next house. And those were real tricks and real ghosts, mind you.
Real ghosts, Pop.
And me and Sparky weren't scared of nothing. What was that?
Oh, the trick-or-treaters are here. Places, everyone.
Those
big kids,
scarier and bigger than Angelica even.
Oh my, more kids are starting to arrive.
You better get out there, Deed. I still have to put on my Frankenstein flat top.
What scary costumes! Now you may enter the haunted house!
How come we went in there?
Reptar bars!
Wow! They pulled their faces off! They have two faces! And enough Reptar bars to feed both of them!
I get it. All we have to do to get a Reptar bar is scream.
I don't know, Tommy. I scream all the time and all I ever get is a bottle. Or a diaper.
Yeah, Chucky, but this is Halloween. Everything's different.
Yeah.
Maybe we don't have to scream. Maybe Angelica will share with us.
Come on, Chucky. Don't be a baby. Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Yeah!
Oh, Stu, the trick-or-treaters must have scared them.
Don't worry, champ. We'll fix it so those old monsters can't scare you.
That's better!
Huh! All that screaming for nothing!
Yeah! I don't get it. How come when those kids scream, they get candy, but we don't? What are they doing different?
Wait a minute! Chucky? Phil? Phil? We have to scream inside that place!
What place?
The place where the big kids are going.
I don't know, Tommy. It might be pretty scary in there.
Oh, come on, Chucky.
Scary.
Well, it is a little scary.
I think I'm gonna throw up.
My, what scary costumes!
Mine's not scary, Aunt Dee Dee. I'm a little angel.
Of course you are, Dee.
Angelica!
There you go. One for you, and you, and you, Wolfie. And one for the little mummy here. And here's a reptile bar for you, Muffin.
Reptile.
Just put them in your treat bags and enter the haunted palace.
Chucky, look! It's screaming time!
How many zombies was it, Pop?
It was two zombies, I tell ya! Snake-haired zombies, shrieking something horrible!
Pop, it's just a little haunted house. We built it ourselves, remember?
Well, I don't remember building any zombies! And another thing, how'd my mask move all by itself? And what about that ghost?
A ghost, Pop? Come on.
There was a ghost, Daddy! A horrible, terrible ghost that wrecked my hair and scared me!
Scared me too, darling. Not going back in there. No siree.
I thought you said nothing scared you when you were a kid, Pop.
Well, that was now. This is then. Okay, then, which one of you heroes is going in there first?
I want my Reptar bar.
Wow.
Angelica was right.
Yes, it does turn her tongue green. See?
Why me? Why do I have to go in there alone?
Because I'm older.
Hey, no fair.
I'll tell you what. You go first, and I'll cover you.
I'll cover you.
I want my Reptar bar!
Okay, we'll go in together.
Right.
Ready?
Set.
Wait a minute. Maybe I should get a flashlight.
Right, right, a flashlight.
Okay, you go on in there and I'll go get a flashlight.
All of you. You go in there and I'll get the flashlight.
Why me? Why do I have to go in there alone?
I want my Reptar bar!
Are we lost?
No, I can see the light. It's just a little bit further.
I thought we'd never get out.
Jumping's a horse of hell. What in the name of Betsy happened here?
Maybe it's a shift in the Earth's gravitational field. You know, a natural phenomenon.
Thanks for immobilizing my foot. It's hoodlums, that's what it is. Even a man's garage isn't safe anymore. Why, in my day...
I thought those shelves were a little flimsy.
Spike!
So fast, pal.
I knew it was that dog the whole time.
Now, Pop, we don't actually know it was Spike.
In my day, we kept critters outside where they belonged. Why, my dog Chester used to sleep inside a rotted old tree stump day or night, rain or snow. Could be 15 below zero. Didn't matter.
It's just not fair.
What's not fair?
Spike, he's in the doghouse and he didn't make that mess.
But if he didn't do it, Tommy, who did?
Tommy! Chucky! Look who's come to visit you.
All right, now, you two little munchkins be sweet for Boris and Minka, okay?
They'll be fine. Boris and Minka are so good with the children.
Have fun at the bowling.
Make many spare tires.
We will. Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad.
And so, little Chaim Kippig went deeper and deeper into the forest. It was very dark. And for you and me, it would have been very, very scary. But Chaim Kippig was a brave little Nudnik.
These Mistnik babies don't understand the word you sang, Mr. Storyteller.
Anyway, Chaim Kippig wasn't sure which way to go. But then his sharp ears, he picked up a sound. A sound more terrifying than any he ever heard. It was the sound of the terrible Dibbik.
I don't know what that Dibbik is.
It's like, what do you call it? You know, a monster. Only bigger. So, little Chaim Kippig drew his Klabbermeister and prepared to face the Dibbik. He held his Klabbermeister high in the air because he did not know from which way the Dibbik might strike.
Hey, old fella.
Are we having fun? Yes, of course we are.
Don't tell me we've got daycare duty again.
Well, Betty's training for the 10K again. How could I say no?
That story last night was scary.
Yeah, and what's weird is the same thing's going on around here.
What do you mean?
Remember that big crash in the garage Chucky and me told you about? I saw Spike in the living room when it happened. He couldn't have done it.
someone or something is making trouble, and it's not Spike. Something?
Making trouble?
Yep. Something bad.
What happened, Stu?
I tell you, there's a conspiracy, Dee Dee. First the garage, now this. Now, where's that dog?
Tommy, Spike's outside. He couldn't have done it. See? Had to be one of those things. A monster.
A monster?
A monster. And I think it's after us.
Help! Help!
Don't worry, Chucky. There's a lot of us and only one of him.
But what are we gonna do?
The only thing we can do, we're gonna stop it.
How are we gonna do that? We don't even have the Clobbermeister.
Yeah, it sounds way too dangerous, Tommy.
What else can we do? Wait for it to come and get us?
But where do we start? Where all the trouble started. The garage.
Okay, let's see your Clobbermeisters. Good. Yeah.
Too sorry.
Now, don't turn it on till I tell you.
Why?
You'll scare the monster. Okay, let's go.
I should take some food out to old Spike. I bet he's getting hungry.
He already had his breakfast.
Maybe I should just take him on a doggy treat then.
Well, I just hope he doesn't end up weighing 300 pounds.
Come on, let's go.
I don't know, Tommy. It sure is dark.
Oh, come on. Don't be a baby.
It's just the car.
Come on.
It's just a lamp.
Look out!
The monster?
Kinda small for a monster.
Maybe it's a baby monster.
It's not really all that scary when you see it up close.
I think it's trying to say hello.
We come in peace.
What? How did the kids get in here?
Ah! A mouse! It's huge! Get it out of here! Oh, for the love of bitches! Just a mouse! Why, in my day, we thought nothing of finding herds of elk living in our garage!
A mouse?
Help, Spike! Help!
Okay, back in the house, sweeties. Now, who could have left the door open?
Spike, you saved my life.
How could I have ever doubted you?
now on, you're sleeping in our bed, old buddy.
Now, Stu, maybe you can sleep on the end of the bed for one night.
Pretty neat monster.
Yeah, at first I thought it was gonna eat us.
I wasn't scared, though.
Me neither.
Me neither.
Well, maybe a little.
It was fun. A mouse.
Wow. You think we'll ever see it again?
Nah, it was going real fast. I'll bet it's about a million miles away now. Too bad. I kinda like that mouse monster.
Me too.
Dee Dee! It's happening again!
He's back!